This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1835. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 20th, Armenia, Australia, Brazil, Eritrea, Finland, France, Gambia, Germany, Guyana, Indonesia, Italy, Korea North, Madagascar, Malaysia, Mongolia, Nigeria, North America, Russia, Solomon Islands, Somalia, Taiwan, Turkey, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Dateline Armenia. Alan Gale tells us that the Facebook page of Shortwave Service Germany shows special broadcasts via the Gavar Armenia transmitter site for Radio Mi Amigo. The first one was Sunday, the 17th of July at 17 to 18 UT on 11850 with 100 kilowatts. That was actually in preparation for perhaps a test for the major show the following Thursday to be aired July 21st for 3 hours at 17 to 20 UT on 11850. Going out live, and also for European listeners on 6005, presumably that one, a transmitter in Germany. Wolfgang Büchel in Germany says on the test broadcast, the audio was terrible and overmodulated during the music, but was fair to average during the presenter's voice. Here's an update about World of Radio affiliate Unique Radio in New South Wales from Aussie Tim Gaynor. We're still off the air from 3210, waiting for approval to transmit from a new site in Gunnedah, New South Wales. We have, however, gained approval for 1647 kilohertz from Tamworth NSW with 400 watts. An antenna has been ordered from the U.S., and we're still deliberating on the transmitter. We're still streaming programming, however, via www.uniqueradio.info. Additionally, he says, we will be commencing a new program via WINB, Pennsylvania, on Thursdays from August 4th at 11 p.m. Eastern. That's 03 to 04 UT Fridays. It's called Unique Radio with shortwave chit-chat, a mailbag segment, and requests. Our main music focus will be on oldies and listener interaction. We're asking any interested listeners to send email telling us how they got into shortwave radio, anything worth noting on their location equipment, and any songs they might like to hear. And reception reports to manager@uniqueradio.info. The show will be hosted by Aussie Tim each Thursday night on 9265. Ivo Ivanov monitored the clandestine Radio Biafra, which is transmitted via Bulgaria, on Wednesday, July 13th, on 11700. It seems they never managed to get through an entire transmission without some problems. On that date, he says, the first 2 minutes were open carrier. Then from 1802 to 1823, it was off the air. But the live broadcast in English finally started up at 1823. The same date also monitored by Krista Brunström in Sweden for shortwave bulletin. He was hearing it at 2020 UT. The treasurer of the station read out a long list of worldwide regional coordinators who had failed to pay their monthly contributions to the organization, followed by telephone calls from listeners who stated that they were ready to fight and die for Biafra. Brazil's Radio Nacional da Amazônia is still capable of going haywire. July 19th at 05:55, I found a huge, extremely distorted blob of talk and later music on 6205. There was no central carrier detectable. I suspected it was RNA and could make it parallel to 11780 by comparing the modulation pauses and peaks. And I then found that there was still a remnant signal, very weak and not distorted on the proper frequency 6180. Actually, a few hertz above that. And during that hour, it's colliding with VOA French via Saint-Thomé. Fortunately, The next night, at least 20 hours later, it was back to normal on 6180 and not blobbing away on 6205. There are lots of Ethiopian and Eritrean clandestines I don't often mention, but here's a new one for Eritrea, thanks to news from David Koenig of Interval Signals Online. It's Radio Adal, A-D-A-L, observed signing on 15205 in Arabic at 15 UT, July 16th. It switched to Tigrinya at 15:30. From 15:53, it was blocked by co-channel interference from Saudi Arabia's Quran service. Radio Adal was also observed in progress in Tigrinya at 15:35 UT on July 13th, and blocked by Saudi radio at 15:48. So the schedule seems to be Saturdays and Wednesdays only at 15 to 16 UT, though the start time on Wednesdays was unconfirmed. Reception for both broadcasts was fairly good via the Twente remote receiver in the Netherlands. David says the Sultanate of Adal was a medieval state located in the area of present-day Eritrea. And then David follows up on Wednesday the 20th that it was indeed on the air between 15 and 16 UT in Arabic and Tigrinya, 15205. Yves Ivanov says the transmitter site is Issoudun, France. However, the identification in Arabic is rather different. He says it's something like Radio Muhtar Idhatu Saltiya, maybe spelled M-U-H-T-A-R. In the British DX Club, Alan Pennington has news of a new 11-meter operation in Finland. Actually, it's just an adjunct to a very low-power medium wave on 729 kilohertz. I'll spell its website, which is also the name of the station, PISPALAN radio.fi. It's not a pirate, but legal and licensed community station, also on FM 99.5. Says Jorma Mantila, Finland, in the Medium Wave DX Yahoo group. It's on the air 24/7. Back to 11 meters, Alan Pennington, looking at their website, says it mentions 25760 on the air in July. 24 hours a day until the end of this month anyway, according to Mauno Ritola on WRTH Facebook. Pispala is a suburb of the city of Tampere. Radio Gramox used to play old 78 RPM records, and that's the same format as Pispalan Radio. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports transmissions of Radio Free Gambia via France are probably cancelled. They had been at 19 to 20 UT on Fridays only, 15465, in a variety of languages, including some English. However, he did not hear it on July 1st, 8th, or 15th. He had last heard it on June 10th. Filed this time under Germany and NAN. More about that special broadcast of Radio Mi Amigo I mentioned earlier at the beginning under Armenia. Thanks to Manuel Mendez for passing this on from the website RadioMiAmigoInternational.com. The live broadcast from Call Germany with the entire crew July 21st. At 17 to 20 UT on 6005 and Armenia 11850. To celebrate a new chapter in our history, our entire crew of DJs and tech staff will meet at our shortwave transmission center in beautiful Kalkreichel, Germany, for a group barbecue and a 3-hour live broadcast to Europe and the world. The 3-hour show will feature reports and details about the unique vintage shortwave broadcast center in Kal, our transmitters, the buildings, and antennas. We'll talk about today's free radio and our station, where we come from, and our big plans for the nearby future. And we'll introduce everyone in our excellent team. Our DJs will tell stories and answer questions about their time on glorious radio ships and play some of their special favorite records. A fun night, a real get-together of our AM radio-loving international DJs and our listeners, mainly in English, with some Dutch, German, and French. Unfortunately, they obviously don't care about being heard in North America with such scheduling. Guyana appears to be off the air. I have not been hearing their carrier lately, around 3290. And Bob Wilkner in Florida, Nassau, says it was silent on July 14th to 16th when he checked at 1010 2300 UT. No carrier on 3289.95. Ron Howard in California reports on two of the Indonesian shortwave stations on 4869.89 RRI Vamena. July 14th, around 1224, a patriotic song ending a Jakarta news relay, which was parallel to 3325 Palangkaraya. This was a Thursday, so he was looking for Kanguru Indonesia in English, the language lesson. It was on from 1232 to 1258, but too weak to make out very much. He says, I'm sorry to see that KGI has dropped their former NICE website and is about to close down their fans' Facebook. Now everything seems to have merged over to the Indonesia-Australia Language Foundation, IALF, or www.ialf.edu. And on 7289.93 is RRI Nabire. Ron heard that July 18th from 922 to 0957 sign-off. Unusual reception, since he was actually hearing some audio with easy listening music. Several major press agencies have carried reports about the following sent on to us by Chris Greenway, David Cole, Charlie Harlick, as well as Tony Asher and Terry Kruger, about North Korea resuming sending coded number broadcasts over Radio Pyongyang, presumably for spies. South Korea has objected and is concerned, but the BBC story quotes a Korean expert at Leiden University, Professor Remco E. Brucker, that while North Korea could genuinely be trying to contact sleeper agents in the South, it could also be an attempt to step up pressure by ostentatiously signaling agents in South Korea who aren't there. In other words, a mock-up like some of the missiles shown in one of Pyongyang's military parades. It's much easier to use the internet or mobile phones to communicate now. Ron Howard reports that July 20th was the first day for a frequency change of Seabreeze or Shiokaze from Japan about abductions by North Korea. The 13 to 14 UT broadcast on 5965 replacing 5935 and normally in English only on Thursdays. 5935 had North Korean jamming of Tibet on that frequency, but there will likely be North Korean jamming on 5965 as well. The English hour of Madagascar World Voice at 04 UT on 9480 is easily heard carrying on to North America. Except July 15th, I tuned in just before it was over at 0457 and was surprised to hear it in Spanish instead as La Voz Alegre. I assume they played back the wrong audio file. It was subsequently reported back in English during that hour, but it could happen again, as well as to their other broadcasts in the wrong language. Terry Kruger sends news of a micronation in the middle of the Nevada desert. It's Molossia. Self-declared, has its own post office and stamps, bank and space program. Its president and benevolent dictator is Kevin Baugh. He's found the perfect way to combine politics with a sense of humor, according to a greatbigstory.com. You can read all about it at its official site, www.molossia.org, including an internet radio station. A few weeks ago, there was excitement about a test from the medium wave transmitter in Choibalsan, Mongolia, 1431 kilohertz, carried out by Babcock. But for what station or service? We finally have the answer from Seiichi Hasegawa in Japan. Shiokaze, Sea Breeze, is adding this medium wave frequency from July 29th, daily at 1430 to 1500 UT in Korean and Japanese. He says the Babcock test broadcast was for carrying this Sea Breeze transmission. But that's only half an hour a day. I wonder if there'll be anything else. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1835. Our website brings you a lot more information, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Chuck Ermatinger in Missouri, who says he enjoyed the Radio Tirana interval signals we played last week. He sent a contribution via PayPal to woradio@yahoo.com. One may also contribute via check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Reminder about Radio Niger Delta, if you haven't heard it yet, transmitted via France. From Pariba, Brazil, José Ronaldo Xavier reports, hearing it on 11980, July 15th at 19 UT in English, with regional songs, IDs as Radio Niger Delta, the voice of peace. It went into another language at 1929 until 2000 UT, but gave their ID, web, and email in English. Fair signal and modulation. The other broadcast in the mornings is at 05 to 06 UT via Issoud in France on 9515. Wolfgang Büschel was listening to that via remote receiver in South Africa on July 16th. Noted there was a break-in transmission at 050740. It was back on the air a few minutes later. From somewhere in North America, here's a new way-out-of-band pirate frequency to keep an ear on, even in the daytime, 8060 in AM. First reported by Joe Filipkowski in Warwick, Rhode Island, July 11th at 2254 to 2310. He could not decipher much, but there was some talking. And then reported a bit later, UT July 12th at midnight 45 past 0142 by Harold Froge in Michigan. Two dudes talking mainly about sex, some occasional music, many audio cutouts, thanks to a tip from Filipkowski. And he also heard it at 1404 past 1409 UT on July 12th with pop music. And one more report back from Filipkowski in Rhode Island, July 14th at 1420 to 1426 and 2048 to 2101. S5 and great AM audio, he says, with the Marshall Tucker band fading out at 1426. At 2048, they were playing interval signals from Radio Canada International, Radio Denmark, and Radio Prague. But none of this has been ID'd. Anyhow, the frequency, 8060. Mike Cooper sends a story from the Washington Post, headline, Russia bars head of U.S. government-funded media agency. In the latest in a series of tit-for-tat diplomatic skirmishes with the U.S., Russia denied entry to the chairman of the U.S. Broadcasting Board of Governors and expelled him after several hours of detention at the Moscow airport. The Russian Foreign Ministry, which gave BBG Chairman Jeff Shell no explanation at the time, later said he was on a still-secret list of names assembled by Russia to retaliate for U.S. sanctions against Russian politicians, businessmen, and media figures imposed over Putin's policies in Ukraine. Shell is a presidential appointee to the board, whose members are unpaid, overseeing, of course, the VOA, Radio Free Europe, and Radio Liberty. But Shell also serves as vice chairman of NBC Universal and was traveling to Russia on a trip arranged and paid for by that company, according to the BBG. The board statement said Shell was detained in a locked room for several hours before being accompanied by Russian security officials to board a flight to Amsterdam. There's a lot more discussion of this in the new issue of DX Listening Digest, number 16-29, via worldofradio.com. And, of course, BBG Watch has weighed in. Here's part of what they say. Bureaucrats of the Broadcasting Board of Governors have contributed to and must be held accountable for the public spectacle of BBG Chair Jeff Shell being expelled from Russia. They've not only embarrassed the entire BBG, the agency, and the U.S. government, but also themselves as know-it-all-in-chiefs, which they are not. Jeff Shell has also learned an important lesson. BBG chair or any BBG governor cannot do private business in Russia and at the same time work for U.S. taxpayers in trying to overcome press censorship imposed by the Kremlin. The two do not mix. Thanks to Mike Cooper for sending that on. More about the Solomon Islands not being heard on 9545. Ron Howard in California says, still missing July 14th at 0450 before their normal 0500 sign-off. However, the other frequency, 5020, was heard July 20th until sign-off at 1200. Currently in this season, Solomon Islands has been the only station known to broadcast anywhere in the world on 9545. So we could look forward to hearing it without interference and assume that was it, even if outside the usual hours. Use it or lose it. Also on July 20th, Ron Howard reports an unidentified on 9545 for the first day from 1237 to 1301, a strong signal in Chinese, but it seems to be not the PRC, but perhaps Taiwan on a new frequency. Very unfortunate, since occasionally Solomon Islands is on 9545 during this time period. We now have the identity of the new Somali station we talked about last week on 7750 USB. It's Warsan Radio, W-A-R-S-A-N, in the city of Baidabo. It's spelled various ways, such as B-A-Y-D-H-A-B-O. Alan Pennington picked up the news from Mauna Ritala on the WRTH Facebook for the British DX Club, and points out that the website, warsonradio.com, does mention the figure 7.75 in a post dated July 16th. An easier way to spell the city is B-A-I-D-O-A. Apparently, they have just made a comeback. I checked the archive of DX Listening Digest and found that this did appear in some stories of the year 2006 and 2007, when they were being closed down by the government, at least from their FM transmission. Via Bob Wilkner, NASWA, a log of this by David Sharp in New South Wales, July 15th at 1748 is an UNID African, incompatible USB with Horn of Africa music. He says the exalted carrier option on the NRD really brought it out of the mud. Some more logs of it in DSWCIDX window, combined by editor Anker Peterson, so you can't tell who logged it when and where. This gives the frequency a 7749.9 from 1650 until sign-off as late as 21 UT on July 7th, 13th, and 17th, parallel to the live webcast on 88.2 MHz on their website. Best in USB because of digital noise on LSB. The city of Baidoa is located 220 kilometers northwest of Mogadishu. These reports came from Dave Kenny, Ruben Pankoff, and Acker Peterson. Ron Howard in California says, seems I was premature last week in saying the transmitter of Fuxing Broadcasting Station, Taiwan, had been fixed when I heard them July 13th on 9410. But I've not heard them again through July 16th, a short-lived repair. The rather strange frequency, also silent, 9774. Ron Howard has been hearing the Chinese number station on Taiwan, Star Star Broadcasting, or Xing Xing, on 9725 AM, July 16th at 1302 and July 20th at 1211, slightly better reception in upper sideband. The attempted military coup in Turkey July 15th absorbed a lot of our attention in the DX Listening Digest group, as we're all trying to monitor what was going on via the Voice of Turkey on shortwave. It turned out that they continued with normal broadcasting, including the fact that the evening broadcasts to North America in English were repeats of an earlier broadcast to Europe, which was just before the coup started. Thus, there was no news at all about it, just a repeat of olds instead of news, until finally a new day started, 1230 UT, July 16th on 15450. Well, if you'd like to keep track of what Turkey is saying about this now, keeping in mind that the Erdogan government is in charge of these broadcasts, here's the English schedule as conveniently rounded up by the Michigan area radio enthusiasts. They're about 45 to 55 minutes long. 1230 on 15450, 1630 on 15520, 1830 on 9785, 2030 on 9620, 22 on 9830, and 03UT on 6165, and the best one heard in North America, 9515. On July 20th, as I was tuning between two Radio Australia frequencies, I came across a U.S. military tactical net on 12072 USB. There were many different stations using the call sign Dark Knight, I suppose spelled with a K, plus two numbers. they also referred to something called C-Burner. They were talking about things such as a decontamination team, also needing some medevac and other rather troubling things, but I wasn't sure this was an emergency really happening. Sounded like it was more like a training exercise. And this is confirmed by Jack Metcalf, a utility monitor in Kentucky on the UDXF group, who had heard this same frequency the previous two mornings. He says numerous dark night stations and wild eagle stations with exercise communications, artillery, and air defense from around the area of Fort Polk, Louisiana, at 1250 UT and later. I was still hearing it past 14 UT. Sporadic E-openings have picked up lately across North America, allowing lots of FMDX as well as TVDX, if we can see any. I think I got Cuba on Channel 2 analog briefly. And this also opens up the 11-meter band. Harold Froge in Michigan reports hearing yet again the studio relay of KLDE 104.9 FM in San Angelo, Texas, on 25910, the call sign WQGY434, which may actually be a transmitter in faraway Dallas. He was having it 11 July at 1417 past 1435 with Oldies Music, also July 12th at 1409 past 1417 and still audible, much later at 1952, 2137, and 2301. When you may hear it, of course, will depend totally on the sporadic EMUF between you and it. Each week I send World of Radio to IRRS in Italy, which is not currently broadcast on shortwave, but apparently it is on medium wave. Tobias T squared in Germany says, I heard World of Radio on IRRS 1368 kHz Sunday, July 17th, before 2130 UT. It may have started at 2100. Is it the full half hour, as it previously had been only a portion of the broadcast? Well, I've checked the Nexus.org IBA schedule for Sunday, and Fine World of Radio is shown as a full half hour at two different times, 21 to 2130 UT, and also converted to UT Saturday at 2330 to midnight on streaming mp3.nexus.org and on 1368 and 846 kHz. It pays to keep an ear on WBCQ frequencies for the unexpected. UT Tuesday, July 19th, after listening to From the Isle of Music on 7489.96 until 0100, I found something pseudo-religious and even more imaginative than Brother Hysterical, who normally starts at 0100. It turned out to be part of a transmission of the Church of the Subgenius Hour of Slack, a great parody show which doesn't appear currently anywhere on the WBCQ schedule. But it was over at 0132 and then relaying a string of commercials from WBCQ-FM before going back to Brother Scare at 0139. The propagation outlook from Boulder, lowest A and K indices of 5 and 2 or 8 and 3 from July 25th to August 2nd. Then minor storms, August 3rd, 4th, and 8th with A's and K's of 20 and 5. Solar flux dropping from 100 July 22nd to 70 on July 27th to August 3rd and back up to 105 by August 7th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1835.